Yeah, I feel pretty good. I had a pretty good. We're talking nice. Had a nice weekend. How was your Valentine's Day? Was it joyous and blessed? My Valentine's Day was sweet, sweet, sweet. Ooh, yeah. We decided to, head to a fancy hotel. So we took off. Found this place all newly redone. I mean, we're talking elegant, elegant. I mean, I walked in my jeans and my T-shirt. They look at me as if they say, my God, look at this flotsam of society. I just threw my gold card in their face and said, hey, get the room ready. So we went up to the room, and first thing we did was we dialed up room service. Figuring, you know, we'd have us a big old meal. You know, all them fancy foods you can't pronounce. Ordered all kind of fancy hors d'oeuvres. I hung up the phone. And I said, all right, baby, the food is in the oven there. Why don't you and I do a little bit of loving there? Yeah! Hungrily, she was in my arms. I was kissing the nape of her neck, nibbling her ear. Oh, we're talking bliss, slow, lingering. I said, baby, nobody can find us here. Nobody knows from nothing. We are incognito. Yes, yes, come here, come here, come here. Oh, jeez. I was in the door. Why? Room service. I said, already? What? About 5 minutes since I called. It can't be. I opened the door. Guys, is your complimentary champagne for checking into the hotel in two glasses? I said, it was very nice. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, have a good night. Yeah, here's a couple of bucks. Take care. Right when you get work. I walked back into the living room. I said, all right, baby, pardon the interruption. A little champagne, which I will proceed to drink. Let me pour a little bit on your shoulders and lick it off. He's back to life. Ooh, yeah. Let me pour a little bit on the nape of your neck. And if a drop should tarry betwixt us. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh. Oh, jeez. If I cry it out loud, excuse me a second, baby. I had to put my robe. Each time I got to put my robe back on, you know? And I said, what is it? And there was a porter standing there saying, can we turn your bed down now, please? I said, no, you can't turn my bed down now. Let me see if I got this straight. How do you turn down a bed? You grab the sheets and you pull them from underneath the pillow. Is that right? I think I'm capable of turning my own bed down. Okay, yeah. And I went to slam the door. He caught the door. He said, would you like some chocolates for your pillow? I said, give me the chocolates for the pillow, all right? Give me the chocolate, please. Please, I'm quite taken care of. Thank you. So I walked back inside. I threw my robe into the wall. And my baby said, don't go getting upset. I said, I'm not upset. Are you upset, bad boy? He ain't upset. All right, now, where were we? Let me see. That's right. I think I was nibbling your ear. Yes, I was. I said, oh, yeah, that's wonderful. I walked to the door. What is it? They said, your dinner's here. I said, oh, my God. All right, bring it in. So the guy's got a wheel in the whole table. Standing there with my hands crossed across my chest and my robe again. Now he's uncovering all the dishes. Yeah. He said, just put it down. Put it down, please, and take the table with you, right? I don't want you ringing the doorbell for the table in 10 minutes, okay? Yeah, this is it for the night. I don't want to see your face again, okay? Okay. I said, well, dinner's here. Let's not let it get cold, so we'll put off our passion a while longer. So sure enough, we knocked down a very wonderful meal. Oh, it was wonderful. And then after dinner, I pushed myself away from the table. I said, all right, dessert. I am ready for dessert. Come here, baby. Come here. God, I said to myself, I said, who is at the stinking door, for crying out loud? They said, housekeeping, you want a fire in the fireplace? I said, no, what is this, Christopher Columbus here? What do I look like, Hiawatha? My baby said, no, it would be nice to have a fire. I've never been in a hotel room with a fireplace before. We can have a nice fire in there. Just think about it, how nice we could be. You know, we'd be on the carpet in front of the... I said, all right. Bring in the wood for crying out loud. So, sure enough, the guy comes in with a little cart with wood on it. And he starts laying the logs in the grate. And the logs are a little big for the grate. So he whips out this saw and he says, I said, no, look, tell you what we're going to do.
Put that saw down, for crying out loud. If I were you, I'd put Vaseline all over one of those logs. He said, Vaseline? I don't know. I said, because it'll make it a lot easier on you when I get through with you. And I grab one of those logs, and my baby grabbed me. She said, don't start anything. No, we don't really need a fire. You can go now. And she threw him a $10. She said, don't start. Don't you blow this whole night because of your temper. And I said, my temper? I can't sit down for 2 minutes without the doorbell ringing. Yeah. And with the chocolate and the turn down the bed and the fireplace. Yeah, I just want to have a little passion here. Yeah. This is not as my grandson. Don't say anything. She said, get a grip on yourself. So you're sputtering. Whenever you sputter, I said, all right.
So sure enough, I finally swept her off her feet, took her into the boudoir. I put her down there on the bed. And I proceeded to go south with the mouth. So delicious, so fine. So...
Oh, my God. Hello! Hello! What? What? I don't need a wake-up call! I don't need nothing! You hear me? I don't need nothing!
The phone. I said, pack your bags. We're getting out of here. Pack your bags. She said, but I want to stay. I gave her a look that said, pack the bags. Now. So hurriedly, we threw everything back in the bag. So this is ridiculous here. You know, I'm going out of my mind. So we packed the bags. Grimly, we got in the elevator. I slapped that button for the lobby. Threw the bags down at the cashier. I said, we're checking out. They said, already? You just checked? I said, we're checking out. Yeah. They said, well, wasn't everything satisfactory? I said, yes, it was satisfactory. It was TFS. It was too satisfactory. Get my car out here. Get my car. But sure enough, my car came wheeling around. I threw those bags in there. We got behind the wheel. I slammed the doors. We were just sitting there. I said, baby, I'm sorry. I had a fit of pique. Really sorry, I had a fit of pique, I guess. But, you know, the door is rigged, and it is a nice night to be outside, even though we're not up in that big, fancy room. Look at it, the snow falling down. Here we are in the car. First car I picked you up in on our first date, remember? I said, you know what? We wanted to do something special on Valentine's Day. The heck with the hotel room. That's you and me right here in the car like we used to. Everybody? Oh, sure, it's a little awkward. Not quite enough room, but that adds to the spice a little bit, doesn't it? Come here, baby. Come here. Yeah, that's nice. Sure, come here, little honey. Come on, that's it. Just then there was tap, tap, tap on the window. It was the parking lot attendant. He said, sir, when you stay at this hotel, you get free whisk broom service on your upholstery. I said, ah!